From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, June 17th. The Chico City Council is set to weigh four options to reduce vehicle hazards on a well-used stretch of road in Lower Bidwell Park. South Park Drive runs from Cypress Street to Caper Acres. It's currently open to cars, but one proposal would close it off entirely to vehicles. Two other options would add a separated pedestrian and bike path, one with and one without more parking. Another proposal is the simplest, just repave the road. Nearby residents favored the least invasive option to repave, but the city's park commission is recommending keeping cars and adding the pedestrian and bike path. The council meets today. In other news, North State residents who lost their homes in last year's park fire are now able to apply for a grant to help with mortgage payments. But as NSPR's Alex Stutzen reports, the funds can also go to residents affected by other recent natural disasters.
Applications for the Cal Assist Mortgage Fund opened last week. The money is distributed by the California Housing and Finance Agency. It's for residents whose homes were destroyed or made unlivable by a natural disaster since 2023. Rebecca Franklin is the chief deputy director of the agency. She says the money can be used to pay missed payments or for future payments.
We can prepay your mortgage or pay your mortgage for 3 months. That kind of alleviates some financial burden for homeowners and allows them to focus more on the rebuild and recovery aspect of their situation.
The money is first come, first serve, and never has to be repaid. In the North State, the funds can cover the effects of the Park and Thompson fires, as well as Tropical Storm Hillary and the heavy winter storms of early 2023 and 2024. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutzen.
And Friday is the first day of summer, but we're already seeing 100-degree temperatures and drier conditions. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at the near-term risks for wildfires.
The forecast from the National Weather Service in Sacramento calls for moderate fire weather conditions this weekend. That means fires can easily ignite accidentally, and fires sparked in grassy areas can spread quickly, especially on breezy days. Relative humidity Saturday and Sunday will be low, with possible wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. That's not especially dangerous fire weather, but there's still reason to be cautious and alert. Avoid outdoor activities that can spark fires, like mowing in dry grass or using a chainsaw. According to CAL FIRE statistics, there have been more than 2,700 wildfires this year. That's more than at the same time last year and slightly above the five-year average. So until the rains return in fall, officials say have a go bag, have a plan, and have gas in your car. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, burn permits have been suspended across the North State due to heightened fire risk. Outdoor burning of debris by homeowners is banned in Butte, Glenn, Lassen, Modoc, Plumas, Siskiyou, Shasta, and Tehama counties. Trinity County's suspension takes effect tomorrow. A wet winter has led to tall grass, and rising temperatures have caused it to dry rapidly. Additionally, Shasta County Health and Human Services is asking residents to complete a survey about their experience seeking health care. Topics include the ease of finding providers, access to health care, wait times, and travel distances. The survey was released last week, and early responses already show a serious need for more medical practitioners. County Health Officer James Mew has declared a public health crisis due to the shortage. The Board of Supervisors is scheduled to consider the matter at today's meeting. The survey is available on the HHSA website and will be up through Friday. And finally, people in the Reading area looking to book a flight later this year might need to look to other airports. That's because the Reading Regional Airport is expected to close for nearly a month this fall. The Reading Record Searchlight reports that the city received almost $32 million in federal grant funding to resurface the main runway and upgrade runway lighting. The current plan is to close the airport September 23rd and reopen it on October 21st. The project was originally planned for last October, but was rescheduled. The runway was last resurfaced back in 2001. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, June 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.